USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Rallies are happening in Louisville, Kentucky to honor the anniversary of the shooting of Breonna Taylor. She was shot and killed as police were executing a warrant at her home. Activist Tamika Mallory spoke.
We will continue to call her name, and we will continue to stand up for freedom and justice in the city of Louisville.
President Biden will travel around the country next week to promote the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan. At a Rose Garden event, the president said the bill, with its $1,400 direct stimulus payments to most Americans, will bring peace of mind.
Think of the millions of people going to sleep at night staring at the ceiling thinking, my God, what am I going to do tomorrow? Lost my health care, don't have a job, unemployment runs out, I'm behind on my mortgage. What are we going to do?
This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. Hey, we are headed towards St. Patrick's Day, Luck of the Irish. And I want to give a great shout out to one of the greatest coaches of all time, Lou Holtz, who gave me his permission to use his name and his likeness when I used to be in the banking world. But you don't need luck this year to get healthy. You don't need luck to lose your fat. You don't need luck to get off all those medications. No, all you need is to use those hands and log on to energizehealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895. Friends, you've heard Wayne talk about his amazing transformation, and you know Wayne is a crusader of truth and only speaks the truth. He would not be endorsing this protocol if it hadn't changed his life. You need to log on just to see that. So log on today to energizehealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895.
The National Weather Service says several suspected tornadoes have touched down in the Texas Panhandle. So far, there's no injuries or deaths. The storm is part of the same system that dumped 4 feet of snow in the Denver area. In Minneapolis,
today's settlement reflects our shared commitment to advancing racial justice.
Mayor Jacob Frey, after the city agreed to pay $27 million to settle a federal civil rights suit by George Floyd's family. Floyd, who was black, died last May after Derek Chauvin, a former Minneapolis police officer who is white, pressed his knee against Floyd's neck for about 9 minutes. Family attorney Chris Stewart gives a warning to other cities.
If you don't fix the policies that are happening, then you'll be seeing us again. Because we are making sure that black lives and black value will be understood.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A potentially dangerous asteroid will just miss the Earth later this month. USA Radio's Dan Araki has more.
The Earth will see a rather large visitor later this month. Astronomers say that an asteroid twice the size of the Eiffel Tower will pass close to Earth on March 21st. NASA says the asteroid, named 2001 FO32, will pass by the Earth at a distance of more than 1 million miles. Scientists say the close encounter will give them an opportunity to study a potentially hazardous asteroid, but emphasize that there's no danger that the space rock will hit the planet. 2001 FO32 will be about 5 times the distance between the Earth and the Moon when it cruises by. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Volunteers on Kauai's North Shore in Hawaii have launched a makeshift ferry service across a river after a landslide along a 2-lane highway cut several towns off from the rest of the island. The boats are taking people across the river to get jobs, medical care, and help deliver taro, the region's major crop. Officials hope to reopen at least one lane of the highway for emergency purposes by next Tuesday, but the outlook is uncertain. Multiple landslides 3 years ago cut off a similar section of the North Shore for 14 months. Altogether, residents estimate about 1,000 people live in the towns now isolated, including Hanalei, Haina, and Wainiha. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.